Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Bea Williams.
I'm Seychelle Van Poole.
I'm Sarah Reynolds.
And I'm Wendy Papazan. Today, we're going to talk about something that everyone needs, but we don't always take the time for. As leaders, we're constantly pouring into others, our teams, our families, our clients, and even our communities. Sadly, we often don't take time to pour into ourselves. I was actually at a coffee shop last week, guys, and I saw a little sign when I was there that hit home. It said, "If I ask you to name all the things you love, how long would it take for you to name yourself?"
That's good. Oh my goodness.
That's a little too deep for before coffee, by the way. That's, I hope it was after at the end of the line.
As you're walking out, leaving.
For all our viewers.
It's too much. It's just too much.
Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about self-love or self-care, whatever you want to call it, leadership, well-being, and whatever you want to call it, it's really an essential part of living your big life. The truth is, if you don't take care of yourself, you'll go absolutely nowhere on an empty tank.
You know, I just want to say yes, and we've talked about self-care before on this episode. I remember Sarah and I were like, cringing. Remember that, Sarah?
Yes.
You're like,
yeah, and I'm not cringing at all today.
I know.
Hey, yay!
That's what I was going to say. You just kind of took away the punchline. That's okay. So what I was going to say is like, I feel like we've come a long way. I've come a long way. I kind of hit I hit the end of my rope and I'm like, okay, like Superman's not going to come to save me. And if I don't start taking care of myself, no one else will. And so I kind of did. And it's really wonderful. And I feel kind of like a good person to talk about it now. Whereas I think the first time we did this episode, I was not feeling worthy of the topic at all.
Ooh. I think that's really good.
Well, I have the Calm app now. So does that mean I have
good
the Calm
job.
App? So
she's calm.
Can we go a little farther?
No, it really has helped. It actually has.
Do you listen to it or did you just download it?
No, I'm listening to it. I do feel like a crazy person listening to it, to be honest. But it actually has helped me.
It actually works.
So I'm a believer in it now. Yes, for sure.
Bottom line is listening to Matthew McConaughey's voice helps everybody.
Yes.
Yes,
that's
for sure.
That's true.
Okay, so we're going to, no shock, we're going to do a little framework here, right? We're going to talk about seven kinds of self-care. But I digress. Let's go back. Seven kinds of self-care. And, you know, I used to think self-care, true story, I used to think it was like getting manicures and pedicures and, you know, whatever. And I've learned that self-care is an important aspect to all aspects of your life, all areas of your life, and we all kind of aspire to the seven category thing, which we'll talk about in a second.
Well, and you know, I think about that in terms of like, how do we define self-care? Because you're so right, Via. I think a lot of us cringed when we first talked about this on our last episode because we did define it as wine and chocolate and spa days and manis and pedis. And you know, we've come a long way because true self-care. That is one form of self-care.
We're not anti those things.
Yeah. I mean, also, let's also enjoy those. Yep. Send those our way. We're totally fine with those. But you know, true self-care, though, is really...
Send them to P.O. Box.
Attention, Seychelles. Yes. Seychelles. Spell it however you want. It's fine. So, you know, when I think about it, true self-care really is, it's about making that conscious choice to build a life that you don't need to regularly escape from. You know, and I say that as we're actually spending the summer working from up here in Lake Michigan. You know, I'm still working and loving what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think you need to repeat self-care. That, Seychelles.
That's really good.
We did. Yeah. You know, this has been on our self-care journey. We just last Sunday got up to Northern Michigan where I'm going to be working and also playing between now and like 75 days from now. So I'm working from up here. That is self-care. That's right. We're literally building a life I don't want to escape from. I love this. And I still get to do what I love. I still am loving what I do with work too. I'm not escaping that. You know, true self-care is establishing simple habits that create balance and health in your life so that you don't swing from one extreme to the other, to the other, to the other. It's about creating something that is maintainable, that is manageable, that is replicatable in your life to where you're elongating your life and bringing more joy and health and happiness into your life. You know, and I also think about true self-care is really about making the hard choices to establish boundaries. And I know, you know, this for me, guilty over here, I am a yes guy. I love to say yes. I love new things. I love new adventures and spontaneity. And by establishing boundaries, I actually get to choose more of the spontaneous because I've set the boundaries around the things that do and don't work for us. So boundaries are an important part of that too.
George and I at home have been saying we work, work, work so we can play, play, play all at
yes.
the same time.
Yes, I like that.
And just like making sure we're integrating the two, I think has been a big form of my growth in self-care. And I think I have grown now that Via called that out and it's true, but love that. Love it.
Yeah, it's great. Well, and it's just like Seychelle said, true self-care is making the conscious choice to build a life you don't need to regularly escape from, right? Mm. Right? Coming back from vacation and being excited to go to work. Right? That's the whole thing.
Monday mornings, you know? I mean, that right there, I'm going to comment that for a long time. That is very, very profound.
Yep, it's huge. So since I'm a big fan of the book, The One Thing, written by my husband, Jay, and his business partner, Gary Keller, I know, surprise.
You like that book?
It's a great book. You should buy it for all your friends.
Yeah, it's an awesome book.
I thought that we could take a page from that book, literally. There's a page in there where they talk about the seven circles of your life as a frame of reference. And it's just a nice way to think about your life. Mm-hmm. So for those of you, those are the areas that we're constantly seeking counterbalance in. And so we're basically just going to go through the seven circles. And I'll just warn you guys, this is going to be a two-part series. We're going to tackle about three or four of them in the first episode and then have to stay tuned for next week for the next one.
Hmm.
Well, it's not a warning. It's actually a preview.
Yes, but it's so much better with this topic because I think sometimes we can get so overwhelmed with all seven of the circles. I don't know about you guys, but
and
you feel like, oh, I've got a lot to fix, man. So we're giving you something.
We can give everybody homework.
Yes, exactly.
And this, like everything, you know, this is not about fixing yourself. This isn't about coming up with 1,000 habits that you're going to implement all at once. It's about taking one of these areas where you're feeling the least, you know, maybe where you need some work or the least fulfilled and implementing, you know, one habit at a time. So,
yep, exactly. And figuring out which circle is your big domino, right? Your first domino, which is what we recommend. So the seven, can we run through them real quick?
Of course.
Spiritual, physical, right?
Physical
self-care. We got relationships, key relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Your job, right?
Yep.
If your business, right? Your empire that you're building. Mm-hmm. Financial and
finances, emotions.
Finances.
Ooh, yeah.
And yes.
Yep. Emotions.
Yep. Emotions. That's right. So those are the seven that we're going to dive into. So we're going to start with one of my favorites, which is spiritual. So the spiritual circle of your life, are you taking time to work on the spiritual part of who you are, which is really, for me, it's diving into my relationship with God and the higher power that exists there. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that for everyone. I know that Wendy's gratitude that she does daily, which I do as well, is really a spiritual sort of grounding form. It could be the time that you use in terms of like donating your time to worthy causes, focusing on something that's like much bigger than yourself. I like to think of spiritual as what is something that's bigger than you, right?
That's
and taking time
that.
To mm-hmm. do that. So,
well, and the reason that it's important is that studies have shown that if you start your day with a gratitude practice, that you actually, your brain and the chemicals in your body, they flood your body with feel-good emotions, right? It's the same thing with giving back, right? So there's a real physiological reason to do these things, right?
Yes.
And sometimes even just before you walk into a room, taking a deep breath, right? That's a spiritual practice, centering yourself before a hard conversation with a client or with somebody on your team, just taking a deep breath or just putting yourself in the gratitude attitude, mm-hmm. right? I'm so grateful I have so many clients. I get to have this hard conversation that won't be fun, but I'm so lucky to have a business, right? Puts you in a great frame of mind, and it'll probably ultimately result in a better outcome. So
one thing we did with our team to implement this sort of is like system-wide was we actually have at the end of our huddle every day, we have one thing you're thankful for. And when we first started doing it, days 1, 2, and 3 were really easy. But then you get to day 4 at the beginning and it was like, oh shoot, I've already listed my family, my house, my spirituality, my team. You get to like a certain number of things and you really then have to start looking deeper beyond that. And so that's a system we put into place.
Tacos really is cool. Always a good answer, no matter
well,
what.
Well, that's probably like every Tuesday because Taco Tuesday. I mean, I'm just saying.
I think a big key for me in the spiritual circle, and for me, it's a lot of prayer time. It's a lot of reading the Bible. Mm-hmm. For me, it's about, I understand more of my purpose and why I'm here. And I think when you start your day and or take the time to really like dive into who you are and that, you know, you were made for a purpose, you're on this earth yeah. for a purpose, that is a big part of your spiritual circle as well. And so whatever helps you do that, knowing your purpose first, is so key to every day. And so making sure you don't ignore that part.
Yeah, I love that. And you said something earlier, Sarah, that I wanted to address because I, for years, whenever I heard spiritual anything, I immediately went to religion. I used to go mm-hmm. to religion in my head and for me, it's God too. And here's what I think like my big turnaround was here. This isn't just about that, although it is that, right? But it's about communing with and getting in touch with the non-material things in life. Wendy defined it a long time ago like that, but your inner self, your spirit, your mm-hmm. soul, the allowing white space,
your inner voice,
and contemplating and reflection. Mm-hmm. That's what this is. And mm-hmm. once you embrace that, I think that a lot of us realize it's sincerely missing in our lives, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you just took it as your relationship with God and religion, you would go from a busy home to a busy church you wouldn't have that communing and reflection and quiet time that we all humans need that, right?
That's so good,
I just wanted to kind of throw that in there because that was a big aha and kind of turnaround for me.
And I think one of the things that I loved about doing the One Thing Couples Goal Setting Retreat with George, which we did in the fall of last year, was that you get to define these things because you rank yourself. And you know, what I love is like hearing how other people define these circles. And that's the mm-hmm. thing that's like, pretty cool about this, like whatever spiritual means for you, you know, and making sure that you are taking the time for that, I think is just so, so important.
I love that. Well, before we hop to the next one, Sarah, I'm curious, how is meditating going for you? that good. Okay, good.
Okay, are you talking about the call?
You guys, we just did a spit take.
Okay, I pray.
Praying She's a very is going good great. With prayer time.
Yeah. Yes, prayer is going great. The Calm app
okay.
is going great.
You're a preacher's daughter. Hello.
Okay, so?
Of course, praying is
no,
good.
Yeah. No. Okay. No. We're not allowed to do that here, Wendy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you probably had a lot of practice.
Maybe. But prayer to me is a real private relationship with God, right?
So yes, it's not, right. Of course.
You don't practice with someone else. But I'm not doing well with meditating.
Either am I. Okay. I just want to admit it with you. I feel like compelled.
No, I'm.
I
have to
thank you, Via. You're like, I'm drowning here. Via's yeah. reaching down.
Okay,
thank you.
My meditation is not going great. My journaling is going a lot better, though. So I will.
My meditation is not happening, is really what the bottom line is. It's not even not going great because it's not even fair to say it's not going.
Okay, so those of you listening out there, it's an option when you guys figure it out. Send it with the wine and chocolate to the P.O. box. Okay.
Wait, I thought we were like Matthew McConaughey with massages.
I would rather have wine and chocolate pedicures and massages than meditation. There, I said it.
I said it. I'm not in judgment on that. Okay. I'm just
well, there goes our
you.
Calm app sponsorship, guys.
Well, dang
seriously.
It.
Oh, my goodness.
But when we get it figured out, if the Calm app would still like to sponsor us, we will keep trying. We'll keep trying. But just no promises. So, number two is your physical self-care. Like Gary Keller says to us all the time, right? If you don't take care of your body, where are you going to live? Because your soul has to live somewhere. So you start with the spirituality, whatever you want to call that. And then you move to the physicality, which is your body. And that can look like a bunch of different things. That can look like what you physically put in your body, which is funny enough, when we all say physical care, I think a lot of us go to like workouts first or exercise, but it actually starts with what physically goes in your body. Are you getting enough water? Are you eating the right things for your body that is going to react well to it? And then you move to getting regular exercise. And then I would actually argue probably even before that, Wendy and I are both passionate about this one, which is getting enough sleep.
Sleep.
Because sleep is so important. So before you even start running or yoga-ing or anything else, right? Eat, drink water, get enough sleep, then go to the physical. You know, and then it could even be, you know, how you feel in your body, I think is a big part of that too. So whether that's getting your hair and makeup done or getting clothes that fit you, that you feel comfortable in, like all of those things for your physicality make a huge difference. And I know Via has a great one. She takes a bubble bath, right? She's great with her bubble baths and physically like unwinding, relaxing. And so there's
that's
a lot of different ways you're...
We need
true.
A bubble bath sponsor.
Oh, Lush. I want Lush to sponsor with their
okay,
bath
you
bombs.
Guys, you guys, I had something amazing happen to me.
Sarah set her finger up for a while.
I know, seriously. Okay. Come on. Sorry. Okay, I have an amazing story it. Here. Okay, so this is something I am totally winning at right now, and I'm happy to say it. And I had something so amazing happen to me. So we had our first potluck since COVID restrictions have lifted, which is awesome. And one of my agent partners, actually my area growth leaders, that's been with me 8 years, so she's known me a long time. And she's not a toucher. Like, she doesn't like hug or anything like that. But she comes up to me and she puts her arms out. And I was like, are you being serious? Are you being serious right now? And she's like, yeah, like I want a hug. And so I give her a hug and I say, what's going on, Lisa? And she says to me, I've known you for 8 years and I've never seen you make Sarah the priority over the business until now. And she said, I want you to know it looks beautiful on you. And then she sends me a text message and says, like, I cried. It said, you carry so many people on your back. I can't tell you how happy I am to see Sarah focused on Sarah. And what I'm, this is so much about leadership that I think I've missed for years. Is like, they will watch you, right? They will totally mirror who you are. And when we're not making our physical self a priority, which I've done my entire business career, right? I've hit so many business goals. Meanwhile, they've watched me not hit my physical goals time and time again. Mm. And then your team reflects it, right? And
yeah,
it just
what's a part of your culture?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. So
I didn't mean it was part of your culture. I meant generally.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, generally. Yeah. 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 Exactly.
Well, I mean, it's the speed of the leader, right? The speed
but
of the
But it was. And I mean, the truth is it was too. Part of it, like sacrifice yourself for the sake of the business like that, because that's what the leader did. And I think this is so important and I'm seeing the like other side of it. And so I just wanted to speak to those that are struggling with that right now, like make yourself a priority, make your physical self a priority, do the workout instead of doing whatever the action is you're supposed to do for work, right? Make that the priority.
Can we talk about Sarita?
Yes.
Oh, I was just my there, gosh.
Because once you go through hers, I want to tell you a story about what happened to me this week because of that influence.
Okay.
Well, yes, cool. Okay. Let's do it. So our friend Sarita, she's actually, go back and listen to the episode we did on her.
It's never
a while
too late
ago.
To live your best life is the name of the episode.
Thank you, Seychelle. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Great job. Yeah, right. Anyways, Sarita just graduated MIT with her MBA. in addition to running her big business and, you know, all the other things that she's got as a wife and mom and
great
all the
husband,
things.
Great kids, the whole
thing. Yes, incredible. And so she was spending, you know, 20 to, I don't even know, 40 hours a week getting her MBA at MIT, by the way. It's not just some like fly-by-night MBA thing. And she realized when she graduated that she would have all this extra time left. Okay, so she thought, gosh, here I have been successfully running my business on this abbreviated amount of time. And so I'm going to take this 10 to 40 hours or whatever it was and focus on myself. And when she started her self-care journey, she was 80 pounds overweight. She ended up losing 80 pounds. And then I was talking to her, interviewing her for one of our Amplify events yesterday. And I asked her, I said, Sarita, just give me a list of all the self-care things that you're doing. Because I personally, I don't know how I would fill up 20 hours a week with self-care stuff.
Yeah.
But her list is impressive. So I'm not going to read all of it. But she's working out with a trainer 3 times a week. She's doing lifting. She's doing Pilates. She's doing red light therapy. She's doing a hydrofacial once a month. She's doing cryoslimming. I don't even know what that is. She's doing IV drips with vitamins and nutrients. She's doing vitamin shots, massages, lymphatic drainage. She's walking on the treadmill. She's rowing on the hydro. She's doing meal prep. She's doing collagen, vitamin patches, meditation, box breathing, sleeping at least 7 hours a night, eating well. She's getting her hair done once every 4 weeks. Colored blowouts, and then regular doctor, dentist, orthodontist, mammogram. She getting her teeth done, right? Labs, optometrist, chiropractor. She's got a running coach and a nutrition coach. Okay.
And can I just say, she looks fabulous. Like
she looks incredible.
Yeah. She's glowing. Yeah.
She looks incredible.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're all super inspired by her. And you know, obviously Sarita doesn't do anything half-assed, you know, so there's that.
There's no halfway with Sarita.
Yeah. No. So-
A friend of mine was talking with me about her executive MBA experience, and it really got me thinking. You know, it's a big investment. It's expensive. It's time-consuming, and you're gambling on who you'll meet, who your professors are going to be, and what you're actually going to get out of it. Our conversation reminded me of why we created Empire Circle at Her Best Life. We flipped the script and created something really special for our experiential learners like me. While academia is absolutely important to our community as a whole, it doesn't always equate to what we need while we are building the big business in real time. With Empire Circle, you'll learn from women who've actually built the big businesses and who are still in the arena doing it. You don't have to step away. Our retreats take you to exotic locations instead of classrooms where you'll grow your revenue, hone your strategy, find your community, and expand your big, beautiful life all in real time. Why step out of your business when you can step into Empire Circle? Apply for Empire Circle now at herbestlife.com.
So here's what I'd like to say about it. So I don't know if y'all remember, but we did the episode. It was the unscripted episode. And I confessed on there that, you know, while I kind of had some headway in my physical, like physical self-care, I had lost it. You know, I kind of came into 2021 and got caught up in the whirlwind and, you know, all the things. And I kind of started, well, I didn't lose. I gained is what I did. I started gaining weight. But more importantly, I lost my focus. I lost my focus, I would call it. On my physical self-care. And so I've been, Sarita's one of my best friends. We spend a lot of time together where we chat a lot. She lives a couple hours away. And so she influences me a lot. She's one of those top 5 people in my life, right? So I've just been hearing about it. And then I was sitting in a lovely cafe with her in La Jolla, and she's, you know, trotting off in La Jolla. We're both not from La Jolla, to get like IV medicine stuff. And I was just really inspired. So we—
To be clear, she's on like vacation, right?
She's on vacation, but hopping off to get facials and all sorts of things.
Well, you guys were working. Yeah.
It was like a working vacation. Okay. But, you know, it was still, it kind of struck me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's poke all the holes. I know. So I get home and I'm just feeling like crap. there's no other way to say it. You know, physically, I hadn't been eating well. I think I've been drinking too much wine, you know, just kind of, So I just kind of snapped. I kind of hit a wall and I'm like, that's it. And I'm like, Sarita, didn't you say that place you go to is in my hometown? And I find out the place where she's getting most of this stuff done, there's like centers that do a lot of this, right? Mm-hmm. It's a mile away from me.
What?
So I go, I really want...
What's it called?
It's called Restore.
Okay.
And I'll let you know because that's my story because I want a B12 shot. And then she goes, get on this website. And she's like, you can go to Stretch Labs. And like, I'm like, boop, 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 signed up. And because there's a membership. So once you like, you're a member, here's my point. My point is I start going, that's it. I start signing up for, like, I've got a monthly massage now, monthly facial. I just started signing up for Restore. And I'm so excited. I restarted my food plan yesterday. I've already lost, you know how you lose that couple pounds. I just feel so good that I'm taking control again. And I just want to share with you guys, like, if that list sounded really overwhelming, get excited about it and dive into something. Which is what I did. I'm never going to do that on the list. I mean, forget it. But I'm so pumped right now. And I'm actually like looking forward to being on a diet. Who says that? Who says that?
Via, I'm proud of you for doing that. Because that is really freaking cool. And I love that Sarita has had that influence because she's just an amazing human. And, you know, this reminds me, the physical piece for me comes, I think, easier. And the reason why it does for me is because when I feel really out of control, I will say that I gravitate towards the physical. For me is like the one thing that I can do immediately that I feel a sense of control. And so like that, I know in March, I'm with you, Via, I hit a wall where I was like, I have completely embraced the COVID bod. And like Wendy and I talked on a previous episode, I have one size of pants. So when those don't fit, I have no backup plan. Like that's it. I have no choice. And so I was like, I must fit back in my pants. And so—
For the record, I only also have one size of pants.
Yes. So we have
just
one size
of pants. Just in case anybody out there was wondering which of us had one size pair of pants and which of us has various sizes.
But mine are all stretchy. Tall. Right. In my head, sometimes they're stretchy. But you know, like I'm not very tall, so I don't have very much root, like, you know, in my head, I'm like 6 feet tall, but in reality, I'm not. And so like, there's no, like, if I don't fit in that size, like I don't have many options. And so I got back a hold of my physicality. And for me, that was movement, at least getting, you know, 2 to 4 miles a day in a physical movement, because I could control that. I did what Via said, which was do, instead of all Zooms, do walk and talks. And I got back in on that and I just felt so much better. So I want to echo that. And I also want to say thank you for the walk and talks, because that was what allowed me to build back in my calendar time to take back over physically what was feeling out of control, to then start dominoing everything else.
I love that. Yeah, for a lot of us, the physicality is the first domino. And if you're wondering out of that big list what to do, if you haven't gone to the doctor in over a year or, you know, some of these appointments because of COVID and whatnot, I know it's probably an epidemic out there for most of us. Mm-hmm. Schedule your doctor's appointments. Do that self-care. You know, when's the last time you had a dental appointment or a doctor's appointment or whatever?
You guys know also, I did that last year, right? Before we even knew there was a pandemic, that I committed last year that it was going to be my doctor year. Scheduled a physical. And I just committed that all the specialists they were going to refer, that it was going to be my year to clean stuff up.
Good job. So you know that's supposed to be every year, right, Via? Doctor?
Thanks.
It's hard to do that. I'm with Via. That is hard to do. I know.
I just wanted to point out, like, don't just have a doctor year every 10 years. Like,
but if you haven't in a long time, like, I hadn't. I actually hadn't.
Yeah. So then you're not doing one or two. Yeah. You got to do them all.
I think that's a lot of times what goes, right? Like, this week, I was ready to cancel my dentist appointment. And someone on my team was like, you know how important your teeth are, right? To your body. And I'm like, okay, let me not cancel that. Like,
they look really white right now.
They're pretty.
Yeah.
Also, apparently you can add 6 years to your life by flossing.
What?
That's what I heard.
I just want to believe that, so I will.
Yeah. All right. Well, so obviously physical care is really important. And we'll just move on to our third circle, which is personal self-care. And personal self-care can look like a lot of different things. It can look like saying no, right? Saying no to extra things in your life, right? What's the one thing that's going to make everything else easier or necessary? I'm going to say no to a few things, right? I'm going to be less busy. And for a lot of us through this pandemic, that's been a blessing of the pandemic. We're not doing as many activities. We're not on as many boards, whatever that looks like. So, you know, say no. Just keep that going, right? Keep that going. Or say yes to something mm-hmm. that you've always wanted to say yes to. Try a new hobby. I know this is hard for all of us. Like literally every Five Dolls retreat we've ever had, we have one of the questions on there. One of the line items on the agenda is hobbies. What the F are those?
And then everyone goes silent for the only time in the
world. I know. I know. Exactly.
That's what I
should
admit.
It's like, okay, yeah. Moving on. But, you know, try a new hobby, right? Try a new hobby. We're constantly learning new things in our business. Might as well learn new mm-hmm. things in our personal life. Listen to a podcast. You know, read books for pleasure, right? A lot of us read only business books. Just take a day to be curious. Right? Go out, do a wandering day, have an adventure day. I mean, wow, wouldn't that be great? Go to an art exhibit or a history museum now that we can get back and mm-hmm. do some of that. You guys kind of get the idea. Just do some self-reflection and do something that's for you and only for you.
Okay, I have a framework for a wandering day. Of course I do.
Oh, ooh, of course I do. Oh. I love that.
There's one of the best books I've read is called The Art of Gathering. And in that book, she talks about, it's such a great book. I highly recommend it. And that's probably like a buzzkill because like when we do our book review at the end of the year, that's probably going to be one of mine from this year. Oh, but she gives a whole framework for that, for how to have a wandering day actually.
Oh, as a cool.
gathering. So you're not going to tell us?
We need to put that in the show notes.
Can I say something else about this? Because I love it so much. I think this is a good place to talk about how we can combine self-care. The walk and talks are like the classic example of that, where you can, you know, get some physical self-care in, you know, if you're walking, but you can get some personal or business in because you're talking on the phone. And we just went over this whole physical self-care thing, but it crosses over so well into personal self-care because, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of hard. There's blurred lines in some of it, right?
Sure. Like, well, and that's a relationship self-care too.
Yes.
If you're walking with someone. Yeah.
You could kill a lot of birds there, right? So I think combining them is really spiritual. You can go on a walk in nature and pray, you know, or whatever the thing is. But yeah.
Go for a walk in nature and kill some birds. I mean, that's what Bia is basically saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying kill people.
Oh, gosh. For me, this was like during the couple's goal story. I like just crossed it out. I was like, no. I don't need this one. And then I realized you do need this circle. And what a simple thing that I started...
You what? Just crossed it out?
You just crossed it out. She just said no.
Yeah, no.
No. She just writes nope across it.
Yeah. No.
That's amazing. Because you could have just left it alone, right?
No, she had an opinion. No. She had a strong opinion about it.
Nope across it.
Yeah. I actually sent Gary and Jay a revision of the book and was like, just take it out. Like this is, no. No. But you know what I've been doing that has been feeding my soul lately as a person is I noticed that I was always rushing, which I'm just always in a rush because I'm competing with myself for some reason. And so rushing. And then I wasn't like talking to people. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't slowing down. Like if you're in a store or if you're in, like I was constantly rush. And so for me, it was like, I'm going to go places and I'm going to actually listen to whoever is across from me. And I'm going to like meet someone. Like I'm going to really talk with them versus just like having to go to my next thing or having to be like, my purpose is to really build like relationships and to be a bit more friendlier, I guess I would say. And that's really helped me. So that was I was horrible. And George would call it out all the time. Like you are so like a B word.
Do you know how many job opportunities I've had just because of doing just that? That was how I got my first job right after college.
And do you know how many people I have recruited now?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm talking to them and then I get to know them and I'm like, we have some openings.
Just let me just say this one comment because I think this goes hand in hand, Sarah, because I'm getting an aha because I'm the same way. Do you think it's because, like, when we're more spiritually grounded and physically grounded, we don't need going to the store as quiet time? Like, we don't need to, like, go in. That's probably, in retrospect, you and I, we're probably getting some reflection time in. Like, we are,
you know, absolutely.
Problemed out. And we go do our errands and we're like, leave me alone. This is my time. And like, if you can build it into your life, then that becomes more enjoyable and you can be more present and in the moment. That's my aha I'm getting.
Yeah,
that's true.
We'll have to think about that.
Yeah. Well, it's a gift, right? Being there in the moment. That's why it's called the present.
Yes. Yeah. It is a gift. Ooh. Well, I like that a lot. And, you know, so this kind of wraps up our first three circles. And these are huge dominoes that you need to knock over so that you can move to the other four, which you will get in our next episode. But just to summarize it back up for you guys, knock them over. Get them knocked out, guys. Get it knocked out. You just, no. That's the curse of the entrepreneur. You know, so get in touch. Get in touch. Don't knock. Bye. Okay. Oh, so boy. The first circle that we're just going to circle is spiritual self-care. So get in touch however that needs to look in your life, right? Get your arms wrapped around in a circle for spirituality and spiritual self-care. The second one is get in touch with your physicality, because you need to know where your spirit is going to live and it lives in your body. So get in touch with your physicality and really get a plan around that physical self-care and what that looks like for you. And then the last one is, I think, the hardest one for all four of us, evidently, but it's then defining what that personal self-care looks like and embrace that it is okay sometimes to do things. It is okay sometimes to do
I know.
Don't cross. Okay. And the last one, don't do what Sarah did where she just crossed it out, and get in touch with your personal self-care and realize it is actually okay to do some things sometimes that are just because you want to do it and that's personal and it's a hobby or just a moment of silence and enjoy it for you. So thanks for joining us today, you guys. If you've enjoyed this episode and laughed as hard as we have today with our fail forwards and our self-care, go give us a 5-star review, share this episode with a friend, send it to someone who really needs some self-love right now, and go out there and build a big business and an even bigger life. And it starts with awesome and self-care.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Empire Building. If you like what you heard, join our tribe by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform and help us spread the word by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Until next time, wishing you a life worth living. And remember, you are an empire builder.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.